kids feel emotions harder than we do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's tough to adjust.
You remember... Okay, I know you were watching Sopranos clips. Could you turn off the Sopranos voice so we can do the show? It's hard to adjust.
Yeah, I'm saying.
There was nothing we could do. I mean, look, you remember, Kimmy, what it felt like the first time your heart was broken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you think your world is over.
That's
as a
right,
kid, right.
Right. And those still figuring it out emotions can lead to some extreme things happening. Mm. Dealing with it as a kid is normal.
Yeah.
But when you get pulled into your kid's drama, that becomes an issue. So what do you do when that teen that is not yours starts to make an issue for you?
Is that your kid?
Your family?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. An 18-year-old just east of us has been arrested during what police are calling a domestic incident.
What happened?
Authorities say the teen girl was a passenger in a vehicle when she started kicking the windshield of the car.
Jesus Christ, kid.
Authorities say it caused major damage. The 18-year-old woman, kid, was arrested, charged with criminal mischief. She has a court date coming up. And what she's accused of, obviously not good.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Tommy, if the allegations are true that this 18-year-old girl as a passenger in the car started kicking the windshield, what would you think caused the girl to do that?
She got some information she wasn't expecting.
Oh, you think so?
It kind of sounds like it to me.
Like, because you're...
out of left field.
Because you're kind of talking about an instant anger.
It's one of those, you've got to be kidding me, I didn't see this coming. Happened to me.
Relationship.
Tommy's been in the car for these kind of things.
Well, the car...
Or outside of the car.
I was outside of the car. The car was trying to get me to come into it, kind of, through the grill.
Violently.
Yes.
So relationship drama, right?
And we don't know. I would assume with that kind of emotion, yes.
Okay. So we don't know for sure, but let's walk down this road, right? Now, it's also possible that the driver of this car was 18 and that it's not his car. Maybe it's owned by his parents. Mm. And it creates a very complicated situation. Tommy, would you want this 18-year-old girl arrested if it were relationship drama that led to what she's accused of?
I hate to see a kid ruin their life.
Because she would be. I mean, look, charges would stick. She's over 18. So
yeah,
it's not
feel bad for a kid that this could affect her for the next 20 years of her life.
Okay, so let's say then, like, we'll flash forward a couple years, and you're not going to live this long. But let's say your grandson turns 18. Mm-hmm. He's home visiting. He meets a girl from Rochester. Hey, Gramps, can I borrow your car?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're like, what?
Am I going to the bathroom?
No, that's
you're doing the same thing you just did 20 minutes ago.
He borrows your car. Right. She finds something out, or they get in an argument, and she kicks the windshield, shatters it with her foot. You don't want the cops called?
Nah, I got to cover. First of all, I got to cover my grandson. I got to cover this kid. I got to make this go away as quick as possible. I got to.
So it's
too close to home.
You're thinking it's going to help your grandson out by...
Yeah.
Covering it all up. What if he's scared or, you know?
I still got to protect the kid. And I don't want to see this girl go to jail for, I mean, yeah, I got to cover it up.
Really?
Yeah.
So who's going to pay for the windshield?
I am. I ain't happy about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, when did St. Tommy of Lyington come into the room? Yeah, you know what, man? 18-year-old girl, I understand. Let me pay for it. Tell you what, I'll get you an Uber home. Let me give you some money. You stop at Crumble Cookies on the way home, too. Get yourself something to eat.
I want this to go away.
Okay.
And if I press charges, it doesn't go away. It actually makes my life way worse.
Why?
Because now I've got to deal with this outside of the house, which means I got to get a lawyer. Okay. Yeah. She's got to get a lawyer.
Well, you wouldn't have to get a lawyer. It's criminal charges. It wouldn't be in civil case.
I'm guessing at some point I'm going to have to sit down in an office somewhere.
Okay.
And I don't want to do that. So I would rather it not happen.
Okay.
Well, and she's got parents too, so they could come after you. Like, why did you do this?
I understand
this?
That. Yeah. The things I can't... All I can control is my end of the deal.
Yeah.
Kimmy, you've been an emotional 18-year-old girl
before.
Maybe she never had shoes like that.
I do remember a story of you like wanting to kick some guy's ass. Didn't
you beat up a surfboard or something?
You thought you were going to beat up a girl that was like an ex or was dating.
It.
Okay,
yeah.
I know you didn't.
No, what did you put the surfboard?
I don't.
Didn't you tear up something at a bar one day?
Were you watching Baywatch?
Or maybe.
Okay. Kimmy, would you want this girl charged if it was a relationship incident?
No, I just think. Like
especially a girl, man.
Yeah, I just, you know, knowing how little you know, I guess, about relationships at that age, I think you got to give a kid a break.
Okay. I mean, girls with emotions at that time.
Okay.
And I also knew women that, you know, they did some crazy stuff, but like, it's like one of those things where like, I guess they learned from it.
And you're still growing into your...
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying you're still growing into your body and your emotions.
Okay.
She's becoming a woman, but she doesn't understand.
And I think like some, you know, kids that make mistakes like that, they're embarrassed about that later in life. You know what I mean?
That vagina is speaking a different language right now.
There's two things I want to touch on here as we talk about this story. 18-year-old woman just east of us arrested after police say during a domestic incident, that's what they're calling it, she kicked the windshield out as the passenger of a car. You're laughing.
You're enjoying your show. It's a very funny show you got going there. That Duffy Comedy Hour.
She was arrested for it. Now, 18 years old, passenger in a car. We don't know the situation, but if this is your car and your son is dating this woman and there is a relationship thing, are you calling the cops? Now, look, I can appreciate the grace that you are giving this woman.
Yes.
Right? Or this girl, whatever you want to call her, right? And I agree with all the points that you're making. However, windshields are freaking expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know.
And there's no guarantee that she's going to get cash for it. She was crazy enough to kick the windshield out in the first place. Mm-hmm. And I want to go back to something you just said, Kimmy. Because you said you knew women like this and they ended up learning
I was around women that definitely made some mistakes in relationships when it came to causing issues during a breakup or finding out somebody's cheating and you know, they just it's one of those things where I think they react in the moment and then they're embarrassed by it.
Sure.
And I think that that's one of those things where once you're out of that toxic relationship, you realize, well, I don't want to do that again.
So I'm going to make a statement, and I know there are every man listening to this show will silently agree with me and nod their head.
Wow, that's a hell of a statement you're about to make.
Okay. But see, here's the thing. It cannot be talked about with men, because if we talk about it, it's actually going to cause exactly what we saw here in this story. If you dated a girl, if you are with a woman permanently, married in a long-term relationship with a woman that did something like this back in the day, she didn't stop doing it. She just now does it behind closed doors. That woman still has the same level of crazy.
Okay.
She just found a way to mask it when you walk out the front door.
You think, though, that there are some relationships that just brought out the worst in people?
I agree with you there.
And I do feel like that they become better people after they're separated from each other.
Look, I don't disagree with you. Yeah. I don't disagree with you. There are some relationships that can cause this to flame up more than others.
And you just see a side of somebody that you just were like, I did not know that that was within them.
That being said, When that situation does pop up, or they're upset, or other factors enter into it, that crazy shows back up again. And you as a man are sitting there, and don't you look at me and pretend that's never happened to you, where you're standing there with your hands out like, what the hell?
But he can also admit that he was a piece of crap. You know what I mean? Like, he pushed a person to that point.
Yes, I've been assaulted many times.
No, I understand. It's just weird. It's weird the grace that you are willing to give women. Not men. And I'm not saying to give men grace as they get older. I'm fine with that. No. It's just weird how it's like, she made a mistake.
No, don't get me wrong. Like, I can think of one example where that person was crazy throughout, no matter who they were dating. And I don't know if they ever grew out of it. But I do think I know people that it just brought out the worst of them for a period of time. And I think that they learned a lot from being in that relationship.
And you're still a kid at 18. You still got a lot to learn.
Not in the eyes of the law. Look, I
understand that, but like, just think of yourself at 18.
Sure.
And think of the decisions you would have made in those situations at that time.
I've never kicked
you're not the same person, though, that you were in those relationships.
Agreed.
But if we're going by your logic, well, you're always that person.
I think it lives inside you forever. Part of it does. And it's part. Something can trigger that stuff to come. I feel like stuff
so
like
you
this.
You think that you could be that piece of crap that you were at 18 to your wife?
Not.
No, well, right. I mean, but
that's
again,
that's what I mean. You grow up.
But that's different. Like, making a conscious decision to be a piece of crap is different than reacting emotionally in a moment.
Okay, but like, never reacted emotionally in a moment that you wouldn't do again.
So you think it's always kind of there?
I think it's in there deep.
Okay, but locking her up or not locking her up, or pressing charges or not pressing charges, isn't going to change that.
Okay.
It may put more fuel on the fire.
All right, let me ask you this
question. All I want to do as a grandparent, and as a parent, I'm sure you feel the same way, is you got to bring the temperature of the room down as quickly as possible.
Okay.
That's the best case scenario in a situation that's not that bad.
Okay.
The car got hurt.
Man who tried to get out of sending his nieces $50 is going to eat an $800 windshield to bring the temperature of the room down.
Yes.
We
he has to
down.
See these people.
Yes. That's another thing. You got to deal.
Let me ask you one more question. As we talk about this 18-year-old woman accused of kicking out a kicking a windshield, damaging it during a, quote, domestic incident. Those are the only information we have, but, I mean, could be a relationship situation.
Hey, yes.
So as the parent, if that was your car, you wouldn't want to press charges. If it was an 18-year-old romantic person on the other side of that car driving it, and that dude wanted to call the cops, would you judge the 18-year-old?
You know, because he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't understand what he's doing. Like, so let's say my grandson wants to call the cops.
Yeah, yeah.
I would try to talk him out of it. Don't do it.
Thoughts on that, Kimmy?
You would talk him out even if he was really scared. I don't know. I think if the kid makes that decision, you kind of got to support their decision in that.
If they came
to you for advice, it'd be one thing. But if they came to you and were like, this is what I want to do, I think you kind of have to go with it.
You wouldn't understand an 18-year-old kid being scared if you just watched the woman.
I understand that, but that's what you got to explain to him, how the world works, man. And like, this doesn't live in a vacuum. When you press charges, you're poking the beast even more.
Well, if you weren't,
and you better be ready for that.
If you weren't poking the beast, you wouldn't have gotten the situation in the first place.
And you know she got a kick. You already seen that, son. Versus the windshield, this might be your head.
Okay.
I would be careful. I mean, things don't live. I mean, things have come. You got to deal with people.
I just find it weird how, like, you allow yourself to be held hostage in these situations.
Sometimes you got no choice.
Okay. You do. And, you have a choice. You can call 911. You can
okay,
press
that
charges.
Doesn't mean you're still.
Have a restraining order.
You can still be hogtied to the situation, even though you called the cops and you think you did the right thing.
The smart thing to do is not to get the cops involved so there's no record of anything. So if anything were to happen, it's a first time offense.
Just try to get out of it as quick as possible.
Okay. All right.
And if you got a few dollars, throw it at it, make it go away.
For God's sakes. This is a Bill story, but it's not really a Bill story.
Okay.
Because when you're struggling at your job or when your employer believes somebody is not fulfilling their production,
you're kind of tanking a little bit.
You can't just fire someone outright because it can take forever to find someone to replace them.
You need an accident.
Not to mention, they could turn it around and it was never a problem in the first place. It is surprisingly common for this to happen without people even realizing it. What sucks here is that this man knows for sure that his next mistake may be his last mistake. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The Buffalo Bills have signed another kicker.
Oh, so this kid's in.
Kind of.
So just that fat kid?
No. So we talked about the fat kicker, thicker kicker last week, or yesterday, I'm sorry.
People thought it could be that guy.
They passed on him.
Yeah. Mr. Thick Kick?
The Bills signed yesterday Lucas Havrisik.
Havrisik?
I don't know. Havrisik? He played nine games for the Rams last season. Now, here's the thing. They signed him to the practice squad, so Tyler Bass is still the kicker as of Sunday.
But this kid's in the wings.
You got it. Tyler Bass has had a really rough season so far. He had a really rough end of last season.
But he started out like an amazing rookie kicker, right?
They signed him to a pretty decent kicker contract.
Yeah, he had a good the start to his career.
Mm. So here's the thing. Mm. Tyler Bass now has to go out and do his job, knowing that if he makes a mistake, he's probably fired.
Yeah.
And this is a football story, but it's not a football story. Because this happens all the time in businesses across the greater Rochester
area. When you're on thin ice.
Yes. And all of a sudden, there's someone new working in the office. And you don't know for sure if that person is there to replace you in case you're gone.
But they could.
And that paranoia could set in. So I will ask this question. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you found out your job hired someone to replace you if you screwed up, does that help your performance? Are you motivated, focused, and driven? Or does it hurt your performance? Does it make you scared, distracted, and even less effective?
Do you cave?
What kind of person are you?
What dog are you going to feed today?
Shut up! Like, let's say all of a sudden we hire like someone that's actually funny and talented. We put him in that chair now full-time, right? And
Ryan Duffy!
Don't even make jokes.
You better stay on your toes over there.
All of a sudden, like every time you walk in the room, everyone gets quiet really fast, right? Like your boss keeps walking by, like looking in.
Yeah.
Would that up your game or would that hurt you?
I think it would up my game.
Oh my God.
When have you?
See, you're laughing already.
Okay, but like, when has anything ever upped your game? I mean, no, I'm asking because you are somebody that you don't seem very motivated at work.
That hurt me.
And you've been in this job for a very long time, but nothing seems to have motivated you to do better.
Well, when you're at the top of your game, how much more of a jerk can I be?
What, have you talked to someone who's done that before?
You've never
at the top of their game?
Never been promoted.
Well, yeah, but I don't need to. There's no other place
for
me to go.
So I guess I'm saying like nothing would motivate you because you feel like you're already there.
Well, I don't want to lose my job.
Okay. So you think that the threat of your job being gone would propel you to heights that you weren't there before?
The heights I could hit, Pat.
Okay, but then why weren't
The level of creep I could bring.
But why weren't you doing that in the first place? It wouldn't have led to them having to hire someone to potentially replace you.
Yeah, I don't think that far in advance.
Okay, so you're saying that the shock of somebody potentially being your replacement would cause you to elevate.
I think so. I think anybody would.
I think you're unique. No, I think that pressure would break most people.
Really?
I don't think I could handle that.
Yes, you could.
No, I'm telling you,
man. You need a job.
I understand I need a job, but I needed a job before I started screwing up, right? Like, I don't know.
I'm also lazy, so I don't know how long that would, when I say these fancy words, I don't know how long I would be motivated, like maybe an hour, maybe a year, maybe never.
Most people don't do well under pressure.
You think, yeah?
Well, I mean, look, you know, everybody deserves the ability to make a mistake. Nobody's perfect. Nobody has a perfect day. It never happens. Nobody's ever had a perfect day in their entire life, right? So for you to know that the next mistake you made,
you're gassed.
It's over.
Yeah.
It would just be a matter of time, especially when that person that's taken over is looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, do you think this would make you a better or worse employee?
No, I never understood people who said that they work better under pressure, because I'm just thinking back to like the most simple thing of like, you know, taking a test, and if I knew like that time was running out, maybe I finished the test faster, but I definitely didn't. I definitely didn't do better on it because I was working quicker or under pressure. Like, I don't think I'm somebody who, when you put the pressure, I'm definitely somebody that I think not quits, but I'm just doing it to get it done at that point.
So you know,
I don't think I work better.
As you think about like the idea of hiring the replacement, hiring your replacement and you're working with them, this is the most common in men and women that are like over 50 years old.
Oh, because they're, you know, you're aging out.
Exactly. Like, there's a potential that you could be gone. Like,
yeah, you're making a lump in a seat now.
And that person that's coming in, if they're in their 20s, they're much less expensive.
Oh, they're a go-getter.
You got it. And that person could grow within this company, mm-hmm. right? You could get years and years and years and years from this person.
And you're also overpaid at that stage of the game.
And you may just be going through the motions, right? Like, I know that there are people listening right now who have gone through this exact scenario where you are looking at that person. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because like in this situation with Tyler Bass, he's a coworker with this new guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have to share a locker room together.
Don't they have to almost kind of work out together too, like practice kicking together with the kicking team?
Yeah, you got it. Kickers all hang out together.
And they're always isolated at the far end of the field, like they have the plague.
Do you think you could work with that person? Because like, look,
they might ask you like an opinion on something.
You would have to help them because that's part of your job.
But, you would have to help them, but there are people out there that would try to sabotage that person, right?
Yeah.
Maybe give them some wrong information.
Do you think you would hold it against the person hired to replace you?
Even if you didn't, it would still be in the back of your mind that the person's there only because they don't think you can do this job anymore. Okay.
If you're competitive at all, it's going to get to you. Even if they're the coolest, nicest person in the world, you're going to find reasons to not like that guy.
But here's the thing. It's not that person's fault.
No.
They were looking for a job.
It's just a situation.
And like, if they didn't take, let's say they found out the scenario, like in this case, right? Like this kicker that gets hired by the Bills just because it's the one in front of us, right? Like, if he said, no, I don't want to take someone else's job, someone else is going to get hired.
Yes.
Right? Like, somebody will be in that spot.
True. But he's the face of your pain.
Okay. Well, you're actually the face of your pain.
But you're not going to admit that.
Okay.
So this kid is the person that's going to take your job.
252 WCMF.
Yeah, but you're rooting for them to fail, right?
Is that a dick thing to do?
Well, that's being competitive. Being competitive means I want you to fail. I want to win. I want to take that money away from you and give it to me. I don't care about you.
First you get the money.
Then what do you get?
Then you get the power.
And then you get the women.
Then you get the job, 9-to-5 job that you eventually grow to hate. No, but here's the funny part, too, about this, right? 252 WCMF talking about Bill signing a new kicker yesterday, Lucas Havrisik. He's on the practice squad. So Tyler Bass still is alive.
Mm.
He will be kicking this Sunday, but you got to think if he makes a mistake, it's over. This kid's now kicking for the Bills. When it comes to real life,
mm-hmm.
That person that was hired to replace you may not even know they were hired to eventually replace you.
Oh, in a regular job, yeah.
Yes, like we can see it. If you would know. You could feel it coming. The rest of the coworkers could feel it coming. But this person could be getting hate from coworkers and you having no idea why.
You don't even
they don't
see
stand
it
a chance.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Johnny. Hey, Johnny, how are you, buddy?
Morning, gentlemen. I got a job about 10 years ago, and they assigned a gentleman to train me. We traveled the East Coast, stayed in hotel rooms Sunday through Thursday, had dinner together every night for 6 months. When I was fully trained, they fired him.
Oh.
He ended up having an affair with his wife and got kicked out of his house.
Oh, my God.
So it worked out.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny, couple of questions. I'm sorry, before we move on with this story. Were you aware that you were hired to replace him when you took the job?
When I accepted the job, no. But on day one, yes.
Did he know that you were hired to replace him?
He figured it out about month four.
Did that affect your relationship?
Yes. So, it was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're living together on the road.
So how did, I mean, like, what happens then? Like, after month four, he figures it out. Like, he's less warm. You guys aren't eating together. Like, how does that go?
He was a huge D-bag to me, and it wasn't my fault. I didn't know I was going to steal his job.
Johnny, in his defense, hearing you talk, you do sound like a huge D-bag, and I mean that with all due respect.
Oh, I'm absolutely a huge D-bag. Gotcha.
So wait, so you guys slept in the same hotel rooms, and you ate in silence?
Different hotel rooms? Come on.
No, I understand
that.
Well,
he left his wife. I don't know what you were doing to him, Johnny.
But you ate in silence.
No, it was very uncomfortable, but unfortunately, I was cheaper and younger, so that's not how it
cheap.
All right, so Johnny, let me ask you now. Let's say we flip it on the other end, having gone through that experience. How old are you, Johnny?
43.
All right, so your best years are behind you. Let's say in the job that you have now, they hire someone in a similar situation. Based on how you were treated by this man, do you think you have the grace to treat the man or woman hired to replace you with kindness?
First of all, just like Tommy, I'm the Michael Jordan at my profession, so I'm not worried about that.
You're getting fired, but go on.
But no, I wouldn't. If someone was hired and I was going to be replaced by them, I wouldn't talk to them. Why?
But it's not their fault, Johnny. Just like it wasn't your fault.
Yeah,
when
but
you
why
were
hand them the knife that's going to come for your throat?
Because it's coming anyway.
Yeah, but don't make it any easier.
I'm not blaming the guy for being a huge ass to me. I completely understand it.
Okay, all right.
Most people in my life are, so.
No, I get it. Johnny, great call, buddy. I really appreciate the call. Bye. All right, there goes Johnny. No, I just, look, I get the natural human reaction, the knee-jerk of, like, F this person, right? But, like, for Johnny, having gone through that, feeling that uncomfortability between the two.
Yeah, because he was the guy replacing people.
And he didn't mean to hurt him.
Right.
For you to say, I'm going to do the same thing, even though it sucked when it happened to me, is a little bit strange.
I know, but it's so awkward to embrace the thing that's going to hurt you, kick you out.
Mm-hmm.
That's such an unnatural way of approaching something.
We all get married.
That's not in the vows.
252
This thing don't hurt you.
We're going to take one more call, and I think we have the perfect equivalent to what's happening.
This person would know.
Ah, damn it, he's gone!
Darn
Darren!
It.
What happened?
Kimmy said not only did he have a cool accent, right?
Yeah.
But he was a soccer goalkeeper that took a... So get it! See if this is him! See if it's him!
So he's like a British dude?
I don't know. Well, there's
you said soccer.
Every country other than us plays soccer.
I know, but the Brits are pretty good at it.
All right, we got him back. 252-WCMF. Tyler Bass, they hired another kicker. The Bills signed another kicker to the practice squad. His next mistake will be his last mistake. It sounds so ominous.
Yeah.
But could you work with and treat well the person that you know is there to replace you if you screw up? All right, we got foreign Darren. Hey, Darren, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good. All right. Where are you from, bud?
Originally Dublin, Ireland. Been living in Rochester, New York about 11 years. And then previously Syracuse. I know it's Syracuse. But I've been here 20 years total.
All right. So you know he's cool. All right, Darren. So you were a professional soccer player.
Yeah, I was professionally back in Ireland, England. And I played indoor pro over here. But I also played on the Irish national team growing up from U14 all the way through U20.
You can be bound to this kid.
The situation, like, with Tyler, like, you know, obviously performance is always going to be a key indicator when other coaches are going to be looking at how he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And not only how he's doing, but also who we can bring in to challenge him. Maybe McDermott can see that he's actually, like, you know, he's a really, really good kicker, but needs, you know, metaphorically speaking, a good kick up the ass.
Which another kicker would be able to do, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
exactly, because competition creates pressure, and pressure creates diamonds.
Pressure makes diamonds, baby. I love this guy. I love Darren. He's Irish.
We need him
to
like give us like a motivational speech every morning.
He says really cool sports stuff.
I'm a college coach. I'm a college soccer coach as well. So like, you know, we're going through our season right now. We're number one in the country.
No big deal.
Coach at Brighton Stratton College in Rochester, New York. We won the national championship last year. So like, you know, for me, like football, and I call it football as you call it soccer, is everything. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, competition for Tyler might be a very, very good thing. And it's going to come down to come at the man, come at the hour. And if he steps up with the pressure, then you know what? Here's what's going to happen. He's going to do really, really well. And the kicker that they just signed is going to be his backup. And if he doesn't do well, he's going to get bounced.
Okay, I would like to replace Tommy with Darren. I would like Darren to come in and do this job.
How would you, Landy?
For radio shows, there's no problem at all.
I can already do the accent. We don't need your type. No, you Brighton Stratton coach. All three of you can leave the country as far as I see.
No, I got kicked out for drinking too much Guinness.
You know what's funny? Hey, Darren, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate
it. No worries.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Take care. What? You know what's funny?
What? What?
Okay, I've talked about this before because, you know, I'm very Irish and I have
people. Not like that kid.
No, I mean, yeah.
Close.
Kimmy says he's got a cool accent. I've said on the air before that I can't do an Irish accent because it just sounds
weird. Which is weird.
It took me 30 seconds to realize where he was from.
Yeah, no, I mean, for a second, yeah.
That's so weird.
You don't have that with Italian accents? Where if you grew up around it,
I mean, Italian jumps out so
How
fast.
How many Irish accents did you grow up around?
Oh, no, I have some family that came over later.
Really?
Yeah. Like that I heard
no
it on
kidding.
And then when I was in that bagpipe band, there's a ton of Irish guys around all the time, right?
Sense.
Like, I just didn't hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, that was like, that jumped out on me right away.
Because to me, it sounds super
But
cool.
I also had it in my head, because as soon as you say soccer, I think
that's
England, Ireland, Scotland.
And sometimes people call it in with accents, and I'm like, oh, they're faking it. That one you can't fake.
No, that was straight up, because it wasn't over the top.
Yeah, not like another one that was just...
Yeah, I hate that over-the-top radio crap.
Let's take a break. There's a story on News 8 last night. Kimmy saw it yesterday. Last night was a major event in Rochester. A once-in-a-lifetime comet was visible in the sky.
Is this a new comet?
I think it's the same comet, but it's been... spotted multiple days.
I guess you can even catch it tonight, but not as clear. Sushinian Atlas, I think, is what it's called.
Japanese comet?
No, yeah, it's a Japanese comet. You see it once, you're hungry. You want to see it again 10 minutes later. No, it's Chinese comet. Shut up! I'm working without a net here! It's once in a lifetime.
All right, so this Tsushima comet, what does it do?
It's just a comet.
All right.
It says once in a lifetime comet, except we could see it three times.
More than that, I think.
So it's doing a couple of orbits and it splits?
It's gone. It says it will never come near our planet ever
again. How do they know that?
I guess they don't.
I'm never coming back to this dump. People don't appreciate me. They think I'm Japanese.
Science, physics, whatever it is. They know the path.
Is that what it is?
You're the space nerd.
Miss College? Is that how it works there in the old comic game?
You asked how you know it comes back around again.
It's okay.
They're making this up now, right, Kimmy?
They have to be.
You're not Kimmy.
No, I mean, and it's I happening, so they're not making it up. It's just weird that, like, all these things, I feel like, that they said are once in a lifetime have all happened within a span of, like, 2 years. We got the eclipse. We got Northern Lights. There was a meteor shower or something like that. I can't remember what they called it. And now we got the comet.
I don't remember
I think there were two different comets.
Well, yeah, but weren't you born before telescopes?
So partial eclipse. We got it all. Oh, supermoon. That's happening, too. I don't know if you're aware.
Supermoon. Super bad.
Was it Magellan, like a young kid in your... No, he was... Did he do...
Magellan was the maps.
Yeah. Who was the two?
Copernicus was the sky.
Thank you. Oh, don't you be smug.
Galileo. Don't ask me and I tell you things.
No, because you'd be all smug about it. Copernicus.
Well, that's Smarty Pants over here.
I thought Galileo was like the planet guy.
Almost know-it-all.
I don't know. There are probably multiple.
Yeah, Galileo.
Did he invent, like, the telescope or
all
something?
Those Italian guys. They're always looking up.
I would like to throw out a conspiracy theory here.
So you think what?
Because we keep hearing every single week that there's another once-in-a-lifetime celestial event.
Mm.
Is NASA trying to get more funding by convincing us, tricking us into looking into the
getting
sky?
Getting interested
in the
stars.
We just didn't look before. It's always been there.
Oh, no. Yeah, exactly. Because how would you know? I don't have a telescope. Right. I don't pay attention to this kind of thing.
All right, so this is big NASA trying to get some funding.
Or, you know, there's that new branch, the newest branch of the armed services, Space Force.
Oh, yeah.
Could this be Space Force trying to convince us that we need to fund Space Force?
And we need people to enlist? Oh, yeah. It's like a pledge drive.
Kind of feels like it's...
Because I don't remember any of this stuff when I was a kid. And we were all about Apollo and all that stuff. They weren't talking about all this sky crap.
Well, that's another theory. You know, there were more exciting things happening in space when you were a kid. We were doing things for the first time. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now when you see a space story that's not once-in-a-lifetime event, it's we've got two astronauts trapped on the space station.
William Shatner's in space.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess when you were a kid, how would you really know? If you didn't catch it on the news happening, you wouldn't know in the moment if it was happening because you didn't have social media.
But they wouldn't touch it in school, right? Like, you know, this is happening, go look.
Yeah, but your teachers were drunks.
Yeah, but they were always laying down looking up. You'd think they would have saw it first.
Folks, please. So the best shot at seeing it...
Yeah, what do I do?
...was last night.
Ah, damn it.
Sorry. But I guess you have the opportunity to see it not as clear or with a telescope like tonight and tomorrow.
Get my telescope out.
That's right. And then the Japanese comet leaves forever back to the planet of Japan.
Do you wave goodbye?
Goodbye, comet.
Like a bon voyage?
Thanks. No, it would be. What's Japanese for goodbye?
I think it's bon voyage. I don't speak Japanese.
Well, no, there are some Japanese words you know. Arigato. Is that Japanese?
I don't know. What is it?
Thank you.
Arigato?
Sayonara.
Oh, sayonara!
Sayonara!
Hey, we are the dumbest show.
We don't even know if it's... look, this word, the way it's spelled, it looks like it could be like Russian.
Yeah. If that's how you pronounce it.
T-S.
What's Russian for goodbye? You think the sky is scary in your country? You don't know scary sky.
In Russia, sky shoots you. I don't know.
We have clouds that bite.
There's a story on News 8 last night. Kimmy saw it yesterday. Last night was a major event in Rochester. A once-in-a-lifetime comet was visible in the sky.
Wait, so is this a new comet?
I think it's the same comet, but it's been... spotted multiple days.
I guess you can even catch it tonight, but not as clear. Sushinian Atlas, I think, is what it's called.
Japanese comet?
No, yeah, it's a Japanese comet. You see it once, you're hungry. You want to see it again 10 minutes later. No, it's a Chinese comet. Shut up! I'm working without a net here! It's once in a lifetime.
All right, so this Tsushima comet, what does it do?
It's just a comet.
Oh, all right.
It says once in a lifetime comet, except we could see it three times.
More than that, I think.
So it's doing a couple of orbits and it splits?
It's gone. It says it will never come near our planet ever
again. How do they know that?
I guess they don't.
I'm never coming back to this dump. People don't appreciate me. They think I'm Japanese.
Science, physics, whatever it is. They know the path.
Is that what it is?
You're the space nerd.
Miss Collins? Is that how it works there in the old comic game?
You asked how you know it comes back around again.
It's okay.
They're making this up now, right, Kimmy?
They have to be.
You're not Kimmy.
No, I mean, it's happening, so they're not making it up. It's just weird that, like, all these things, I feel like, that they said are once in a lifetime have all happened within a span of, like, 2 years. We got the eclipse. We got Northern Lights. There was a meteor shower or something like that. I can't remember what they called it. And now we got the comet.
I don't remember
I think there were two different comets.
Yeah, but weren't you born before telescopes?
So partial eclipse. We got it all. Oh, supermoon. That's happening, too. I don't know if you're aware.
Supermoon. Super bad.
Was it Magellan, like a young kid in your... No, he was... Did he do...
Magellan was the maps.
Yeah. Who was the two?
Copernicus was the sky.
Thank you. Oh, don't you be smug.
Don't ask me and I tell you things.
No, because you'd be all smug about it. Copernicus.
Well, it's Smarty Pants over here.
I thought Galileo was like the planet guy.
Almost know-it-all.
I don't know. There are probably multiple.
Yeah, Galileo.
Did he invent, like, the telescope or
all
something?
Those Italian guys. They're always looking up.
I would like to throw out a conspiracy theory here.
So you think what?
Because we keep hearing every single week that there's another once-in-a-lifetime celestial event.
Mm.
Is NASA trying to get more funding by convincing us, tricking us into looking into the
getting
sky?
Getting interested
in the
star.
We just didn't look before. It's always been there.
Oh, no. Yeah, exactly. Because how would you know? I don't have a telescope. Yeah. I don't pay attention to this kind of thing.
All right, so this is big NASA trying to get some funding.
Or, you know, there's that new branch, the newest branch of the armed services, Space Force.
Oh, yeah.
Could this be Space Force trying to convince us that we need to fund Space Force?
And we need people to enlist? Oh, yeah. It's like a pledge drive.
Kind of feels like it's...
It could be.
Not to be conspiracy.
Because I don't remember any of this stuff when I was a kid. You know, and we were all about Apollo and all that stuff. They weren't talking about all this sky crap.
Well, that's another theory. You know, there were more exciting things happening in space when you were a kid. We were doing things for the first time. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now when you see a space story that's not once-in-a-lifetime event, it's we've got two astronauts trapped on the space station.
William Shatner's in space.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess when you were a kid, how would you really know? If you didn't catch it on the news happening, you wouldn't know in the moment if it was happening because you didn't have social media.
That's but they wouldn't touch it in school, right? Like, you know, this is happening, go look.
Yeah, but your teachers were drunks.
Yeah, but they were always laying down looking up. You'd think they would have saw it first.
Folks, please. So the best shot at seeing it
What do I do?
Was last night.
Ah, damn it.
Sorry. But I guess you have the opportunity to see it not as clear or with a telescope like tonight and tomorrow.
Get my telescope out.
That's right. And then the Japanese comet leaves forever back to the planet of Japan.
Do you wave goodbye?
Goodbye, comet.
Like a bon voyage?
Thanks. No, it would be. What's Japanese for goodbye?
I think it's bon voyage. I don't speak Japanese.
Well, no, there are some Japanese words you know. Arigato. Is that Japanese?
I don't know. What is it?
Thank you.
Arigato?
Sayonara.
Oh, sayonara!
Sayonara!
Man, we are the dumbest show.
We don't even know if it's... look, this word, the way it's spelled, it looks like it could be like Russian.
Yeah. If that's how you pronounce it.
T-S.
What's Russian for goodbye? You think the sky is scary in your country? You don't know scary sky.
In Russia, sky shoots you. I don't know.
We have gloves that bite.